I just want to acknowledge right up front that I know not everyone is a dog person. I don't understand why, but I know it's true. And I apologize in advance for the canine heavy message this morning. I know that even though I still haven't fully managed to live patience well, not in the spiritual sense anyway, not in the way that it's meant to be lived, I think, it's still been the dogs in my life that have taught me and continue to teach me even after they're gone. They teach me and have taught me the most about how patience equals love. And it really is that way. I wrote it wrong for the order of service. It should be patience equals love, not the other way around, because I think we all know, right, that love isn't actually always patient. No matter what the Bible says, go Corinthians. Sometimes love is demanding and pushy. Sometimes love is the kick in the pants that we need to get moving. Love doesn't always wait. Sometimes it calls and coaxes and even nags us into the who and the where we need to be. But patience, on the other hand, when we are inhabiting a true place of patience, that is always loving. There are no exceptions that I could think of. When someone is in a true state of patience, peace in their heart, with themselves, with someone else, with a situation, they are automatically manifesting and inhabiting love. Because I think patience is more than just tolerating. It's more than waiting without losing your temper. Although, if you look up the definition of patience in the dictionary, they say otherwise. But I think patience is something magical that comes from the inside and then shows up in our outer behavior and demeanor. You can feel it when someone is faking it, can't you? When they're trying to act patient, but they're not really being patient. Maybe it's as simple as a tapping of the foot or a rolling of the eyes they thought you couldn't see, or just a little too forceful of a sigh. It is a state of being that is peaceful, fully present to what is happening in any given moment, and not wishing you were somewhere else. Patience is its own reward, as they say. The gift of patience is patience, as they say. So it helps me to think about this in the context of our December Soul Matters theme of presence. It's another way. Patience is another way into a full and awake life. Because you can't be patient and not present either. Patience equals presence equals love. So some of you know, I am currently in discernment about whether or not to bring a new dog into my life. I have such joy and love for River, who is the 3-year-old golden retriever I got a couple of years before my divorce. River quickly became a family dog, and for lots of reasons, it's been better for her to stay with Brian, which has been heartbreaking. I love her and miss her, but I have become her daily dog walker and her sometimes babysitter. I never knew the joy of a big dog before River, and I know I want that energy in my life and that being walking along my side. And I have to make a little shout out. Reverend Margaret Beckman is with us today on Zoom. Hi, Margaret. And it was her dog, Cedar, when I was an intern, that first let me know about the joys of having a minister's study dog. That's my hope. We'll see. To prepare for the possibility of a new puppy, and also to delay myself from actually getting one, I have been obsessed with dog training videos. Zach George on YouTube is my favorite. He uses positive reinforcement and repetition. Oh my gosh, people, lots and lots of repetition. I've never seen anyone so patient and so loving. He talks about how long it takes to train a dog this way. It's years, really, of consistency and discipline to really raise the kind of dog that you hope for. And at the same time, to allow that dog to be themselves, and to honor their own unique personality. He says that harsher training methods that rely on punishment in the form of some physical correction can often show results maybe more quickly in the short term, but he wants behavior change to happen from the inside out. He says he wants a dog to choose a good behavior because they understand what they are choosing. It seems kind of aspirational to me. But really, it's about them becoming themselves from the inside out and creating a partnership with their human. And truly, the fundamental way to help them do that is through the practice of patience. Does this sound familiar, relatable to human form at all? He's so focused on these dogs and what motivates them, scares them, excites them. He adjusts his methods to meet their needs. And isn't that the way that all good teachers do it? With a complete desire to have their charges become the best versions of themselves that they can be, and to trust the process of their own becoming, to know that everyone moves at a different pace and needs different things, and they don't take it personally when the learning is slow or hard to see. That mama basset hound knew that her little pup needed another demonstration and then a little nudge of the door, all to get her pup where it needed to go. People who are patient, who are good teachers, don't get angry when someone doesn't understand. They problem solve, brainstorm, think, and try again. Patience equals love. I have to share a funny story that's a little bit of an extreme example of patience, and Marcia Donahue's going to forgive me in advance. But I was raised with dachshunds, the wiener dogs. You all know Belfast loves wiener dogs, by the way. It's a very cool thing. In fact, my mom's final last dachshund is at home with my kitten right now. When she got her at the age of 70, I had to agree to be the godmother to this dog. And my mom wants you to know that her name is Emmy, E-M-M-Y, like the award, because she is award-winning, even though she's never won anything. Being the godmother to a puppy means that there's always some chance that I will be a dachshund mom again someday, though I fervently pray that not to be so for obvious reasons. But being raised with them meant that that's all I knew. And so when I was an adult, that was the first kind of dog that I got. In fact, I had two, Gypsy and Jasper. Gypsy rode with me the first time I moved far away from home to Virginia. And at 5:30 a.m. when I stopped to fill up with gas, she promptly locked my car doors with the keys inside by jumping on the handle. But 30 minutes of coaxing later, she jumped on the same button again and all was well. She was my smart girl. And some of you might remember that Jasper was my Zoom companion for every meeting and worship service during that first year of COVID. He was my goofy boy. And dachshunds can live a very long time. And these two had long, full lives and saw me grow from a young adult all the way to mom and wife in this midlife phase I now find myself in. In fact, Jasper was almost 18 years old when he left me. When I think back, I cringe at how little I knew about how to love them well or how to be patient. Thinking about them and those stories continues to teach me so much. All dogs have their challenges, but here's where the truly, truly patient virtue comes in. Dachshunds, you might know, can be especially mischievous, stubborn, and independent. In fact, until Emmy, I didn't think they were trainable at all. They will make you laugh, and they can make you cry. I was so reminded of this when I saw Marcia Donahue's post on Facebook recently. She and her husband, Wayne, have two dachshunds now, one still rather new to this world, and giving them a run for their money. In fact, after chewing disasters and a recent foray onto the kitchen table, Marcia wrote, "Wayne and I went out for a little breakfast this morning, and upon returning home, found a little Christmas tree knocked over and the butter dish uncovered and licked clean. on the dining room table. Bucky, the angel pictured here, had found his way onto the table. So she says, before leaving for work, I took anything dangerous off the table and cleaned it. I also pushed the chairs under the table, except for the two on the ends that wouldn't go all the way. And when Wayne returned from bringing me to work, he opened the door. And what do you think he saw? There's Bucky standing on the table with what Wayne called a, hey, look what I can do, look on his face. She finishes by saying, I think we may end up living in one of the bedrooms and giving up the rest of the house. Now, that's maybe patience and love taken a little too far into the area of self-sacrifice, but this is what these beautiful souls inspire in us. This is what people we love can inspire in us. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29 and 30 says, whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. A heart at peace gives life to the body. I like that verse. A heart at peace gives life to the body, because there it is again. The implication that real transformation happens from the inside out. Dogs require patience. It's one of the ways we can love them. And now and then they return it with patience of their own in the form of forgiveness for all that we get wrong when we let them down. Sometimes it shows up in the nuzzle in a hand or on our laps when we're sad or slow or sick. They show us over and over again what they need and what they want, and never give up hoping that someday we'll get it. And humans require patience too. It's one of the ways we can love them. One of the ways we can show up for one another completely, fully, without judgment or agenda. We personally require patience too, and it's one of the ways that we can be loving toward ourselves. Can we trust the process that we are in without trying, without overthinking, without judging? Can we let the grace of complete attention to what is be the magic that teaches us all we need to know? The next time you feel irritated or antsy with yourself or with someone else or in a situation, I want you to ask yourself, how can I let the practice of patience, of peace entering into my heart, of the radical acceptance that there's nowhere else to be and there's nothing else to do, that simple intention, how can I let that be here with peace in my heart? Ask yourself, how can I practice patience in this moment, and let it be the magic that you seek? Let it lead to the results that you really need. In this season of waiting, of deepening understanding, may that magic of patience as love transform us from the inside out. May it be so, and amen.